Yes, Alan, yesterday was a very sad day for the Malai family and indeed for the whole community of those who live in the halting site in Balloch or Boy on the Quinn Road. In an instant, life changed for the Malais, but indeed for all those who knew this little boy, Hunter. And it's just tragedy that has come upon them and devastation in their lives at this moment.
Devastating indeed, I suppose, for the wider community and for Enes. Everyone's thoughts are with the family this morning. It's hard to comprehend the loss of an 18-month-old child.
Yeah, it's impossible really because, I mean, yesterday, as you know, the sun shone. It was a beautiful day. We've been looking forward to these days for a long time now. And in an instant, life changed and will never be the same again because of the tragic accident that happened. And it was a tragic accident. And the life of a young 18-month-old child has died and has left his parents and his sisters and his family in the Thai community in grief and in a turmoil of emotions that they're finding it difficult to cope with. But with the help and support of their own families and then the wider community, they will get through these coming days that are going to be difficult for them.
I believe you have met with the family. I mean, at the risk of asking a trite question, how are they trying to process this or to cope, if that's even possible?
Yeah, well, I would know the family previously. I officiated at the wedding of Hunter's parents, Peter and Alicia, some years ago. And Alicia comes from Shannon, where I previously worked as a priest. So I would have known her through her formative years in sacramental preparation in St. Conrad's School. And I've been with them in moments of joy and sadness in their life, and there have been moments of joy in their life and their marriage, in the births and baptisms of their children. But there's also been sadness in their life in the death of this child and in other deaths that they have experienced in their family life. But yesterday was the whammy that nobody expected, the death of a child. You don't expect a healthy child to go out one moment and never to come back in again. So they're finding it very, very difficult. And Alicia is expecting another child in the coming weeks. So you have birth in one side of their life, you have death in the other side, and just devastation and confusion.
And indeed, it'll be so hard for the family to process that, losing one child and gaining another in such a short space of time.
Yes, I mean, it's sadly, it does happen in people's lives. It happened to Shannon and a few weeks ago in another tragedy, in another accident, and it's happening again in this situation, and they just have to cope with it. So we gathered last night with the family and the community, and we had a little open-air prayer service. We just asked the Lord for help at this time, just to be able to cope, and that's all we can do, just for the strength and that's necessary to get through these days, these hours, and just for the family to be able to cope, and knowing that they have the support of their own families, which is very important in the traveller community. That one of the blessings of the travelling community is their extended families are very big and very supportive, but they also have the whole support of the community here in Enes at this time to be assured that they are cared for, loved and cherished.
It must be so difficult for anyone, be it family members, friends, colleagues, even yourself in the position of local parish priest, to know what to say, to find the right words at such an awful, tragic time.
Alan, there are no words that can relieve the pain at this time, absolutely no words. But all that I can do as a priest and in ministering to people is just be with them and just listen to their stories, listen to the cries, the memories that come to mind, and the anger and the confusion that death inevitably brings, especially tragic death. There are no words, but just you journey with people, you support them, you listen to them, and you kind of in some way share their pain, but you never fully appreciate it because I'm sadly not walking in their boots, and you don't fully understand what's going on in the heart and the mind of parents whose child is suddenly taken from them. So all we can do is just be there for them, assure them of love and support, and try to understand where they are at this particular time.